And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
It's kind of boy band.
It is.
Podcast.
You see him doing a little dance?
Podcast. Podcast.
Yeah, it's no
that
bad.
Was like Nick Carter.
No bad bunny, but whatever.
I went ahead with the Wilhelm scream to go along with the Hollywood thing, because you can't do anything Hollywood themed at all without showing up somewhere in the thing. So there we go.
John Michael Finley is joining us. He is co-starring with Dennis Quaid in the upcoming feature film I Can Only Imagine 2, coming out on February 20th. Also, you have Trace Adkins is in there with you, you guys, and you're doing your Opry debut.
Opry debut, man. All tonight. Thanks to Trace. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Trace,
got a pool.
Trace, you know, yeah, he knows a guy, I think, yeah. In Opry. And he wants me to sing a Broadway song.
Oh, really?
You were in Les Mis, weren't you?
I was in Les Mis on Broadway, so I don't want to spoil it, but I'm going to sing Bring Him Home tonight, which may be a little different than what the Opry is used to.
Yeah.
But Trace is like, they'll love it, man. They'll eat it up. Go out there and do your thing.
A stage is a stage.
Yeah.
If it's a good song, it's a good song.
But I'm prepared. I've been practicing with my little boy every day in the shower, in the bathtub at night, because I don't know what I'm gonna hear. They're, you know, the Opry house band, the best musicians in Nashville.
The best.
So I'm prepared to sing it like Broadway. But if I get out there and it's like, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, you know, I'm going to sing it a little. So I got to be prepared for anything, you know.
Hey, the country hits you, man. You don't know when. You're going to do the old, this is the Grand Ole Opera joke, right, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay. So make sure you got that. I got some low-hanging fruit.
The Grand Ole Opera.
I didn't want you to.
From Broadway to Broadway.
I didn't want you to.
Aww.
Yeah. See, this is what you're
That's
coming
right.
into.
That's right.
You're coming
it.
Into professionalism.
I dig it.
You saw the name, Big D and Bob, and you think, hey, goo. And there's a little bit of that. But also
there's
you
a
get,
lot of that.
You can't scare me. I'm from the Ozarks, man.
Where?
Jonesboro, Arkansas to Lebanon, Missouri. That's right. Terrifying.
I was creeping on your gram.
Good.
And I do have some stuff to talk to you about.
Some concerns.
Yeah, I do.
I haven't creeped the gram yet. What's
well,
that
Bobby, he.
What is his gram?
Well, he fancies out. Himself a meat smoker.
That's
what he does. This is,
that means something different in New York.
Garrett, you tuning in? Because Garrett is now a meat smoker.
I have an electric smoker, so I'm not fully a part of the club yet.
Wow. Yeah, we finally bought it. We moved out of Manhattan. We moved out of the city, bought a house in New Jersey, and it was either World War II history or get a Traeger. And so I got a Traeger.
You like
and
it?
I love it. I'll smoke deviled eggs for Thanksgiving. I'll smoke queso.
What's the first thing you smoked?
I smoked a pork butt to do some like
shredded. Takes way shredded. Longer than people realize.
Yeah, but that's the easy one. It's hard to mess up.
It is hard. Butt. You can overcook it and it's
just
fine.
Shred it.
Yeah, it's all good. There's some
working on my brisket.
Have you done one yet?
I've done one. I got to keep working on it.
So what do you follow? Like, what's your brisket? Like, do you follow some guys online?
I actually cook a lot at home. I do all the cooking at home.
Yeah, me too.
I moved to New York City and was forced to kind of learn how to take care of myself and my wife. And I found a love and a passion for it. And so I do a lot of cooking, and I love looking at recipes online, just kind of self-taught and home chefs that share
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. Alton Brown is one of my faves.
I love learning, and he's a scientist.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Learning and education about
Oh, when he gets into the chemical compounds, because
yes.
I don't even eat meat, okay. And I will watch him because when he talks about the caramelization, when you've got the sauces on there and the way, like, it doesn't get black, but it gets just hot enough that you get that crust, and I'm fascinated
by
all
the Maillard reaction.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right? Yes.
The Maillard?
Maillard reaction.
It's French. It's actually caramelization is sugar and heat.
Yeah.
Maillard
but
would be like
Maillard
protein
spelled?
From meat. Maillard.
Okay,
because
I was like, is it like duck? I mean, does it
Not
have something
Mallard,
to do with
no.
duck?
The Bart Mallard technique is what we're going to call it.
You're going to love this, boy. I will tell you, I can't tell. I got into smoking meat, too. So I did the pellet, and then you know how it is in that world. It's very.
It's never enough. There's always another
you're
step.
You're cute.
Yeah.
So I went to a hybrid that Oklahoma Joe makes, and the left side is an offset smoker, stick smoker, and the right side is a propane grill. completely separated with a wall in between, plenty of room on both to do a, you could do a brisket if you wanted, a full brisket, a pack of brisket, but I love it.
That's the dream.
It's great. I'll tell you this, though. It's not my favorite.
Okay.
My favorite is my PK grill. I have a PK grill. They're like made out of Little Rock.
Is that the old one with the little sliding thing like your papa used to have?
Yeah, it's...
on the top or whatever, or on the side?
It First off, it's a clamshell. It goes this way.
It's not an egg. It's not like a...
No, but it is like pill-shaped. It's that kind of design. It's all from... In fact, the cover on it, it says the original PK grill, and it has the number of the patent. That's how, yeah, it's they haven't changed it since, I'll pull it up real quick. They haven't changed it since 1940-something.
What if it ain't broke?
Wow. That's exactly right. Yeah. And, of course, What's-His-Face out of Austin got on it, and everyone loved it. Come on. Austin, Texas. He's big barbecue guy.
Oh, every boy. Male
once
in
you say
Texas.
It, I'll know. Yeah, I'm embarrassing myself.
Austin, here. Texas.
Guy Fieri.
No. No, he's got
we're here to smoke some
Franklin. Franklin Barbecue.
Yeah.
With
I've seen their YouTube videos, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Anyway, he got into it and then everyone was like, what? I mean, they even do like competitions with him.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like all you can do is cook. You can only use the PK grill, and you can only use charcoal, and go. And I use it to smoke. I'll offset the bottom and the top air intakes and let it just go across that way.
You use it often? I use it often.
I use mine probably
once a week at least.
Two or three times a week, yeah.
Yeah. I have to warn my neighbors because we kind of houses are close together in the suburbs of New Jersey, and sometimes I'll smoke overnight. And so I make sure to text my neighbors, your house isn't burning down.
Do they think that you are the most huckleberry, like?
Well, because I'm from the Ozarks, and then I went to college in Chicago. You know, pretty much my adult life has been Chicago or New York City, and my entire upbringing was Ozarks. And so anyone in the big cities thinks I'm a hillbilly and a hick, and everyone from the Ozarks thinks I'm a city slicker. So I don't really fit in anywhere.
Where's your wife from?
She's from Chicago. Suburbs of Chicago.
Y'all met doing some...
You mean the greater Chicagoland area.
That's right. That's right. The heart of America.
Dude, I love whenever Chicago people say that. Well, you know, from greater Chicagoland area...
You're from Gary, Indiana. Like, give me a break.
You can say Chicago.
I'm from Wisconsin, and greater Chicago.
No other place in the country do they say, I'm from the greater Topeka area.
You're from Kankakee. Stop it.
Topeka land
area. Take it easy. Calm down.
We met after college. We went to separate universities.
She an actress?
She's a Broadway music director and conductor.
Oh, wow.
And so she's, okay. I tell you, there's nothing more attractive than my beautiful, petite, intelligent wife commanding a full orchestra in front of 3,000 people, all the lights drawn on her, boom, you know, like, it's cool. She's great.
Is she annoying to listen to music to in the car?
She's, I can't practice with her because she can't go into wife mode. She goes into music director mode.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I wasn't asking for notes. I just needed help with it. You know what I mean?
Maybe, no, I've been in Les Mis.
Yeah. Do you know who I think I am?
I am.
Who do you think you are? I am.
I'm Jean Valjean.
Okay. Do you know the story of the Wilhelm scream?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
What is this?
What kind of actor are you?
That thing that we talked about?
Unprofessional.
Bear. So it's in every...
He's a real actor because he does the stage and theater.
So the Wilhelm, I read books.
The Wilhelm scream star. Well, in some fancy books, they can be on audio and you can hear it. No, back in the old days, it was like in the 1950s or whatever, they were doing westerns. And so there's a scene where this guy gets hit by an arrow and falls off of a horse.
Dude, I'll find it for you.
And the actor's name was Wilhelm, who did several different takes of the scream. And so they kept it for sound design.
And they have this, they have the audio
or
the film?
They have the actual original audio of it. They kept the sound design. Oh, yes, please.
All right, it's coming on here. I am there.
So,
this one has it. All right, so he's right. This is 1950, I looked it up, 51 or something like that, 52. Wow. And... and then you'll hear all the other movies that it's been used in.
Oh,
it's been used in Star Wars, Toy Story.
They've used
it's in commercials.
It's in commercials.
Now that you've
on
heard
Super Bowl,
it, you will notice
never,
it everywhere.
Now.
Sound designers, it became like this thing where everybody tries to find a place to put it in. It can be a Scooby-Doo cartoon. It could be, like you said, Star Wars. It could be, you know, James Cameron Titanic. When somebody falls off the ship, you'll hear the...
So it's like public record. It's like a stock photo that anyone has access
yes.
to. That's
and
horrible.
They all they every
it's like a sound engineer Easter egg.
Yes. Okay. So here is the original, very first Wilhelm scream.
The first Wilhelm scream was in 1951's movie Distant Drums, and it's called the Wilhelm scream because the guy screaming is Private Wilhelm. There's hundreds of movies that use the same scream, like in Star Wars or Toy Story. Where have you heard this scream before? The first Wilhelm.
Anyway, so it goes on.
It just goes on and on.
Dude,
so that's
there are YouTube videos that are 30 minutes long where it's just Wilhelm scream.
That's amazing.
From, you know, you're watching War of the Worlds and you're watching all these great Raiders of the Lost Ark and whatever, and the scream is everywhere.
I've never been part of an inside joke.
I
here
bet,
I am.
Yeah, I bet you are. I think
maybe
somewhere...
Fracking Emulsion 3 will add it to the...
Well, you might want to check, see if one or two might have it. I don't
you're
know.
Right.
I mean, again, you've never thought about it, and this is something so, you know...
It's on my radar now.
Yeah, now you're going to hear it.
Hey, if I can only, I can only imagine, you know, a huge song for Mercy Me. You play the lead singer of Mercy Me and the Bart. Mm-hmm. The song, I remember the first time I heard it. It's I don't know. There, it does something. It's right up there. It's the same way I feel with In Color from Jamie Johnson. It has that same kind of. It pulls you in. And it's a song that everyone loves, but you feel like you're the only one, and it's your song. And it's very rare to be able to pull that off.
I hadn't thought about it that way. That's a good way to put it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know I can't play a lot of it because it is a podcast and, you know, there's streaming stuff, but I will for the people who don't know. It's this song.
Yeah. Only imagine.
Okay, that's about all I can do.
yeah. You're going to get sued for that.
I bet you have this in your head, like, you probably hate the song now. You've heard it so many times.
It's hard to hate it, you know? Like, now, if I were Bart and I had to sing it every night or be held at gunpoint, yeah, he's probably, I mean, probably tens of thousands of times, maybe at this point.
Why aren't you doing it tonight on the Opry?
So what we're doing is, I can only imagine, too, at the Opry. So Trace is performing, Mercy Me is performing, Tim Timmons, who's a new character, is performing, Bart's son is performing, and I'm performing. And so it's kind of like the cast. There's a lot of musicians,
tonight?
And Trace is hosting. So thanks to Trace, he's bringing all of us on stage. So Mercy Me will sing "I Can Only Imagine" with Trace.
Got it.
So we're gonna
cool.
get a bass line, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, the song is so beautiful, and what I connect to with it is Bart humbly doesn't tell you what to do. A lot of praise and worship and country or Christian rock, and tells you what to do. And Bart's just kind of like asking questions.
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you dance?
Yeah.
Would you fall on your knees? Would you be silent? I don't know, man. He's not telling you what to do. He's saying,
right.
I don't know what I'd do. And I
maybe
think
that's the reason.
Humility, and there's a simplicity to
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But everyone connected with it, man. It went secular. It was beautiful.
Have you been to Nashville before?
Yeah, I love Nashville.
What were you doing here before?
I visited several times. A lot.
A tourist kind of deal?
You know, we had our first premiere for the first film here in 2018 at the Gaylord Opry whole convention center. And I've been to what's like the National Christian Radio Broadcast. They have a convention once a year.
The Dove Awards?
At the Opry. Dove Awards and stuff. So Nashville is such a hot spot right now, especially for country music, Christian rock
music.
You
tell
for
people,
music
well,
in general.
In
I
general.
Mean,
beautiful.
I remember whenever I first got here, like, what was it? Like, within the first week and a half, I almost got in a car accident with this guy, you know, coming out of an alley. And it was Andre 3000 from Outkast. And
yeah.
I'm like, I wish he had hit me. Because that would have been the greatest story ever.
That's you almost hit George Strait, too.
It would be worth it.
I almost killed George Strait. Literally 300 feet from where we're sitting
coming out
right
of our
now.
Studio, this facility here. He was walking out in between tour buses, And didn't. George, by the way, George Strait did not watch Sesame Street.
He does not look both ways
at all. He just says, "Well, I'm George Strait. Hit me."
Yeah.
So Bubba almost killed the king.
Which I mean, something told me it was that weird little. It was a little God moment because I normally go out and I'm, you know, you do things the same way all the time. I'm a very routine kind of person. So I pull out and I start going, and something said, "Slow down," because there were those tour buses on the side. Something was like. Just God, slow
can
down.
Can you imagine?
And I did. And I might have missed George Strait by 12, maybe 13 inches, maybe.
Did you get yelled at?
No. He turned and he kind of popped his hand up. I mean, I couldn't hear him because I was in the car and whatever, but he mouthed, "Sorry." And I'm like,
you're like, "You better be."
Yeah. But it probably sounded like, "Sorry."
Sorry.
He said, "I crossed my heart.
And promise to
look both ways."
Did you grow up in a musical home?
I grew up in a home that loved music. My father's tone deaf, you know, can't sing, but will scream out Frankie Valli and the Bee Gees and the Beach Boys. And my mother had actual ability, you know, sang in a church choir and sang with like a trio and a duet at church.
Uh-huh.
So I think I got the ability from my mother, but probably the passion and love for music from my father, you know. Yeah.
But how does somebody realize, because there's a big difference between, oh, he can sing versus he could be Broadway.
Yeah, Les Mis is a different thing.
Right, like you're a whole different, like who realized that you weren't just talented, you were old.
Well,
super talented.
Like anybody, you have people in your life, you're not even aware of it. And you have teachers and mentors and people in your life, family members that kind of point you in the right direction. But I have to be honest with y'all, I'm not one of those people that was like a child prodigy. If anything, I might have been that way in sports and athletics. I was a natural athlete. I may not look like it now, but was naturally good at sports and football, baseball, wrestling, soccer, was always, without even trying, top two, top three athletes on the team. I loved playing sports, was a preacher's kid. And
you're PK?
PK, the worst of the best, or the best of the worst.
Yeah. Of course you are.
Yeah. And I didn't have any radar for that. And I was put in choir in seventh grade against my will. I didn't want to be there. And fought against it. Finally, our choir teacher, who was a man, and I think that was a big deal, to see a man passionate about music and the language of literature, of art. And he took the guys out into the hallway, and he was not happy. We weren't participating. We were being dudes. And he chewed us out for 5 minutes. I didn't hear what he said. I heard the last thing he said as we went back in the room. He said, "Remember, guys, girls love guys that can sing."
Yeah.
Apparently, that was all I needed to hear. So I went back in there, la-di-da-di-da. And what I'm telling you is I was not great.
You said those words, and I saw Carson physically shift because she went, "Yeah, we do."
Yeah, we do.
And I would say I was average. Like, I had some natural ability. I could at least carry a tune in a bucket. But I had to work and work and work. And I think that's what I wanted. You know, sports, I didn't really have to work. But this was like, oh, my gosh, this is really hard and really difficult and a culture I don't understand. But I just fell in love with it. And by the time I got to college, I had 4 years of boot camp. I went to a conservatory. It's pretty much just singing, acting, and dancing. Not even like a real college. It's just 4 years of theater boot camp.
I don't even know what a conservatory is.
It's a boot camp.
That's like where somebody was murdered in the game of Clue.
Yes, yeah. At the conservatory. So by the, you know, going in freshman year of college, I was behind. And by the time I graduated, I was ahead.
Wow.
And then I had confidence and training and ability. But, man,
it's a different group of people, isn't it?
I just fell in love with people. And it was almost kind of the people that I was told to be scared of or be wary of, you know. And I was like, I just fell in love with all these weirdos, and these beautiful, creative people. And all my friends in New York ask about my faith-based film friends in Nashville. Yep. And all my faith-based film friends in Nashville ask about all my weirdo friends in New York.
I have to say it was for me, man. I did football and wrestling and all that stuff. And I had that whole world. And you have that whole group of friends, that friend set. And then I was also at speech and debate. I loved acting. And I loved, you know, I was in choir and did all that kind of stuff, too. Not at that level, your level, but they were they were all in black.
They were all goth kids. A lot of them were called goth.
Yeah. They would wear black lipstick and all the whole thing. That was the guys. And, it was a weird, like going from, and then I'm like, hey, I got to get to the field house. I got practice. And they're like, and then, you know, me trying to explain it to my, you know, linebackers, they're over here, and they're just like, what are you doing?
Well, I was the football player that would, like, sing the national anthem with the choir with my pads on, And
that's
then
cool, man.
Run and make a bunch of tackles. And
Jackson Dean.
Jackson Dean.
Yeah. Jackson Dean before Jackson
Dean.
Do you know
who that is? Do you know Jackson
nope.
Dean?
I know Jimmy Dean.
Okay, if you've ever seen, there's a clip that went
yes,
around.
Yes, you did.
There was a clip that went around a couple of years ago about this high school football player singing the national anthem. He's sitting there in his pads and everything with the guitar, and he sings the national anthem. And it turned out that he ended up becoming a country star named yeah. Jackson Dean.
Yeah, he's a and, big
but, good for him.
But yeah. that's how he got discovered, was literally doing what you were doing.
Well, I grew up in a football town, but we weren't good. We were 1-9 every year, 2-8, and we got all the attention. And I noticed all these theater kids worked their butts off, had no money, no budget. We did theater in a cafegymatorium is what we called it. Yeah. We're lucky if the lights turned on when we walked in. But yep. they were doing beautiful, beautiful things. And I recognized, I think this is the kind of people I want to be with.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I still love my football. I still play baseball. I play in a men's 35 and up wood bat fast pitch baseball league.
Wow.
Like, I can't get enough of it. But
well, now that we know that, happy opening day for D1 baseball
Thank
to you.
Pitchers and catchers have reported to spring
They've already reported, yes. It's a big day. We have many, many games going on. The first one that's so funny is that the first one was at 8 o'clock in the morning because it's in Puerto Rico. And so it's Wake Forest and somebody else.
Wonderful. This is also 2026, the World Baseball Classic, which is like the the World
WBC,
Cup
that's
right. is this year. And that's yeah. that's becomes – this will be the fifth event. I think it started in 2006.
Yeah.
Every 4 years, but COVID, we had to alternate a year. But pretty much every 4 years, like the Olympics, they'll do the World Baseball Classic, and it's a huge
Did you ever go to Cooperstown?
I've played a tournament in Cooperstown with Shut my up. 35 and up. Now, we pay for it. We're not, like, invited there. You know?
Yeah, yeah,
but, like,
yeah, yeah.
I get to play a tournament every year in August at the Field of Dreams, where they filmed A League of Their Own.
Well, I was going to ask, okay. have you gone to the actual Field of Dreams and played?
I've squat and caught 9 innings. I'm a catcher behind the Field
me?
Of Dreams.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I hit a dinger. I'm lying. I didn't hit a dinger. One day I'll hit a dinger.
So you went into the corn.
I was going to lie, but I realized my baseball team's going to watch this, and I can't.
Your favorite baseball movie of all time?
Dennis is going to kill me for not saying The Rookie.
But he knows.
The Rookie was good, though.
Favorite just say baseball
it. Just
movie.
Say it's a true story.
Say it. The Rookie's real good.
Say it.
Sandlot?
No.
Field of Dreams?
Yes.
See, I was born in 88, and I feel like it's a generational thing, Field of Dreams.
Oh, right? It's too old-timey for you?
No, I feel like I missed the boat. Like, I don't remember watching Field of Dreams when I was a kid. I discovered it as an adult. You know what I mean?
I did, too.
Okay, well, sorry.
But
Man, I'm going to have to go with Angels in
it's
the Outfield.
It's also dark in here.
Angels in the Outfield. Wow. Danny Rookie. Glover.
What's the one with the kid with the – he broke his arm and became a Cubs pitcher?
Henry Rowan. So Henry Rowengarten, you've heard this story. The actress who plays – that's about the Cubs, and Henry plays for the Cubs. He throws the ball from center field, throws a strike,
yeah.
you know, some freak arm. And the actress who plays his mother in that film, her son is Pete Crow Armstrong, who just had a breakout season for the Chicago Cubs.
What?
Do we live in a simulation, right?
Crazy, isn't it?
We do. Do you believe
there are
that?
A lot of
course.
Weird things.
That's a little too...
It's just all the
it's
things.
A little too adorable
yeah.
to
yeah.
be
yeah.
happenstance.
It's cool.
How long do you get to stay in Nashville?
I'm actually texting about it right now. I'm flying out Saturday or Sunday. I'm going to Oklahoma City, where we filmed the first film, to do like a Valentine's Day pre-screening of I Can Only Imagine 2.
Oh, okay.
In order to thank Oklahoma City for everything they did for us on the first film. So
and again, the movie, if you've not seen the first one, do they need to watch the first one to understand what's going on with the second? I mean,
they don't at all. The second one holds up all on its own. This is why we struggle calling it a sequel. It absolutely is a sequel. The exact same characters, exact same actors, following the exact same timeline. But we're introducing new characters. It's not a sequel in some ways. You don't have to have watched the first one, but sure be glad if you did because it would catch you up.
Well, as I told you, I've talked to people who've seen the movie already. It comes out what day?
February 20th.
So very soon.
Yeah, next week.
They've seen it and they said, this is actually better than the first. And I was like, by a little bit or no? They're like, definitively, this is way better.
I'm a little biased, but the first one was very independent. And I mean, we didn't snag Dennis Quaid till we had filmed 3/4 of the film.
What?
I mean, our producer ruined a take. Running on set going, we got Quaid, you know? And so we were flying by the seat of our pants, and then Lionsgate and Roadside picked us up, and you know, this little $7 million movie made $86 million in the domestic box office. This time around, it's like a family reunion, but now we got money and we got Lionsgate behind us. And so I think when people say it's a better film, it's probably better produced, probably looks better, probably sounds better.
I didn't ask that. They just said it was better. They were like, it's so much better.
Well, they're both my babies. Like, yeah. You can't have a favorite kid, can you?
Oh, yeah, you can. Okay. Of course well, you can. Then everybody has a favorite kid.
Look at your Instagram. Which is the one you put on more? That's your favorite kid.
You're right.
Yeah, I can only imagine. It's a beautiful film, and I have to give a shout-out to Milo Ventimiglia. Milo is our newcomer. A lot of people know Milo from Gilmore
Thank
Girls.
Thank you for saying his name, because I never know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he's
Italian.
Well, he was also in Heroes.
Heroes yeah, is what I know him from.
Yeah, that's what this I remember. That's where I first found. Yeah, he was in this.
Ventimiglia means 20 miles. His family grew up 20 miles, like, from the main city in Sicily.
And that's how they got their name?
That's just what Ventimiglia means.
Oh, you know? It's just like whenever you see somebody named Robertson. They were they're
Bob's kid.
Yeah, that's Robert's son.
Yeah. Milo absolutely crushes it as Tim Timmons, a new character we introduce, who co-writes this new song, Even If, with Bart Millard. And I think people are going to love it. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but it's a beautiful story. We cover a lot of ground. We cover a lot of ground that, like, the faith-based world doesn't always want to talk about. We cover everything from cancer to type 1 diabetes to loss of life to gaining new life in the family to struggling with faith, struggling with relationships, struggling with your children. And it's such an ensemble piece that anybody can connect to a character.
How do you guys fit all that in there? Because, you know, it's at its core, a father-son, mm-hmm. the first one being a father-son relationship, I think, was a real big part of it. How do you guys, because this is an extension of that to mm-hmm. a certain degree,
of course.
How do you go and weave all that stuff in? Because what do you have, 90 minutes to 2 hours max?
Well, Bart says all the time, you know, like, they have to put my life story into, you know, an hour and 45 minutes. And they do such a great job. I mean, that's what's out of my control. I'm not creative in that way. You know, I just show up and be Bart, but some really intelligent people have pieced the story. We probably film 4 hours of content, and they have to trim it down to hour 50.
Yeah, the editing's
hard. So it's hard, but they put together the best hour and 50 minutes that they could find.
John, before you leave, do you go by John, or do we have to say John Michael?
J Money, I think, is what it is.
John
would be great. John Michael's
J Money is what Trace Adkins calls him.
John, before you go, would you like to play a game?
I would love to.
All right. This is a game where Carson is going to throw out an actor, and I have to tell what is it again?
Like, what movie?
Is it the movie?
That how it goes?
How do we do that?
I don't know.
So if I say William Shatner, you have to then pick a movie that William Shatner was in. No,
or is it the...
I thought we had to, like, name a bunch of movies, and you had to tell me who the actor was.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. Okay, yeah. Give us one.
Okay.
Groundhog Day.
There you go.
Am I guessing? We all guessing together?
Yeah, you can.
Let me go first because it's
okay. A little... Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day has... he's kind of a goofy guy. He's a comedian.
He can't remember the names.
And his name is Murphy? Murray? Ed Murray?
Murray.
Is Murray
He's
the first?
In Ghostbusters.
Yep, I know. I can see him.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And Murray.
Bill Murray.
Got it.
All right. So now you
see
get
now
to...
how that. Yeah, you see how it plays.
Uh-huh.
I saw you panicking.
Yeah. Feel free to jump at any time and help Z out.
if you have a movie, go ahead, or an actor.
Let me
give you a What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Pirates of the Caribbean, Willy Wonka.
Sure, he's kind of goofy. He's got a crazy ex. We watched
crazy.
We watched something about on the we talked about it on the trial.
Yep. Mr. Johnny Depp.
I saw him in traffic. He drives a Land Rover.
Did you almost run him over at one point?
I saw him right at Hillsboro and Old Hickory Boulevard in a black Land Rover.
Also, John, this is not a bit. He legitimately has no idea.
Really? I like watching you work through this.
I do too.
He wears eyeliner.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
And he has a cologne. He does commercials for cologne.
He does, yes, for Dior.
He was deft.
Canceled after playing Voldemort, right?
It's a depth.
Or he must not be named. Grindelwald.
It's not depth.
Deb.
What is
Depp,
my first
Depp.
Name?
Michael Depp. John Depp. John Michael Depp.
Is he for real?
Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp.
Is this real?
Holy moly.
I know. You think this is a bit.
Have you been checked out?
It's the weirdest, embarrassing, funny
Blue
thing.
Blue Hawaii.
Couldn't tell you. I don't even know that. Is that a movie?
Jailhouse Rock.
It's Elvis.
Okay, yay!
There we go, we got one.
Okay. Oh, is that it? Okay, yeah.
I've got one for you. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's an actor. I'm going to list some of his movies.
Yes.
Orange County. The Holiday. Kung Fu Panda 3.
Okay, Jack Black.
You got it.
Wow! Whoa! That you know?
Whoa, I know, man.
Get to King Kong.
I didn't even say School of Rock,
right?
I
don't know.
Impressive.
Thank you.
Way to come back.
Thank you. By the way,
you're still batting about 100.
I had no idea who you were until I met you. So
that's fair. That's
Wilhelm.
Wilhelm Scream.
Please. I'm going to give you a Wilhelm Scream at the Opry tonight.
Please do. We'll be listening.
Dude, that would be the funniest.
We'll be listening
just for you guys.
On
you
the
hit
mighty...
like some big the big note. You know, you're in your Les Mis moment. No.
Yep.
Dude, yep. if we went there tonight, and in the background, Bubba pulls out a bullhorn and just goes, "Wah!" You would lose it.
Just tracing the wings, shaking his head.
Just going, "Wah!" Oh, that's good. Golly, is that D and Bubba? I showed him my pinky. I put it in Big D's face. I put it in his mouth like
that,
a fish.
That dude has lived 7 lifetimes.
They called me Eeyore once.
And it's just like he's...
He's really a beautiful person, though.
He's so heart of gold.
He is.
He's so fun.
And really good actor. Smart actor.
But you never know if he likes you.
Nope.
Like, that's the crazy thing about Trace Adkins. The only way you know he likes you is because he still looks at you and talks with you.
Also,
like, otherwise, you're still kind of like... Ah.
The friendlier he is, the more scared I get. And I mean this with other people. Like, we were backstage the other night, and someone was like, "Mr. Adkins, you need to stand right here." And he's like, "Oh, that's where I need to stand, huh? So you're going to make me stay? You think I'm just going to do? Oh, so you're the guy that's going to tell me what to do all night, huh?" And the guy's like, "Oh, he's really nice." And I was like, "You're about to get murdered. You better step back." Thank you. That's great.
John Michael Finley, the new movie is called I Can Only Imagine 2 with Dennis Quaid and Trace Adkins. It comes out on the 20th. Yeah, make sure you go see it. Good, nice to meet you, man. Thanks
Pleasure,
for dropping
guys.
And doing this. Good luck
thanks
tonight.
For, thanks for doing this.
Thanks for
I
having
hope
me.
You break a leg. Can we say that?
We can say that.
Okay.
Can I tell you why we say that?
Well, yeah, why do people say it? Is it like, doesn't it go back to the Kennedy assassination?
Everything goes back to the Kennedy assassination.
Are you kidding me? Of course.
the Lincoln assassination, I mean.
He wasn't shot. Oh, so
Booth broke his leg.
It was actually before that. Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard two different things. In theater, we call the wings. There's these big curtains that come down, and it's the depth of the stage, and they're called legs. And basically, if you
wait,
stage,
what are the wings?
I didn't know that.
The wings is the side of the
side,
stage?
And there's like three curtains that come down.
Okay.
And so back in the vaudeville days, you only got paid if your performance made it to the stage. So let's say you're a ventriloquist, or you're a dancer, or you're a comedian, or you're a singer. You would go audition hoping to make it on the stage. And then if you were picked, then you would cross the leg from the wings onto the stage.
Is that what they said, waiting? Oh, they're
waiting
in the wings.
Waiting in the wings. And if you cross the leg, so they say break a leg, meaning I hope you get on tonight. I hope you get paid tonight. You know, for your act. And so break a leg.
Oh, my gosh.
I
also know not to say the name of a specific play to actors.
That's right. That's right. Yes. You can say the name of the character.
Yes.
So, like, I can talk about the character in Macbeth.
Yes.
But I would never name the Scottish play out loud.
Yes.
Why?
Is this bad luck?
Is it any play?
You don't whistle on stage either.
Macbeth, just specifically. Macbeth.
Don't whistle either, huh?
Yeah. Okay. So,
yeah, that's the theater lore I know.
Yeah, you could talk about the character Macbeth, but you would never say the full name of the Scottish
play. What happens? Like, does somebody pop up in the mirror,
things
like in the bathroom? Or?
That's right. Beetlejuice comes out of the mirror. You don't whistle on stage because stagehands back in the day were sailors, and sailors communicate via whistles. So if I'm on stage just going, a light will drop on my head. You know what I mean? You might be communicating something. And now that doesn't happen anymore, but now it's just, what's that? Like,
I'm Popeye the stage.
Oh, no, I can take away is how poor of a whistler you are.
Okay, I tried my best.
Give him a good whistle.
Is that your best?
Yeah, I played a character in college, and I had to learn how to whistle because I didn't know how to whistle, and it was terrible.
Hey, so, Bubba can't whistle.
I can't whistle either.
No, I can't. You can do the Wilhelm scream now.
I can do that all day.
Nice callback. John Michael Finley, everyone. Let's hit it as we roll on out. Oh, my. Yes, sir.
But now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Okay.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Let's get two more minutes.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah. Again, when's it come out? 20th February. We got it. Yay.